This is the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS. Now, back to a couple of guys that see nothing wrong with being in the doghouse.
We're back here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, in this segment, we have on the line with us Laura Zane from Tail Waggers. Welcome to the show, Laura.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to be here.
Well, we're glad to have you. Laura, can you share with our listeners, you're a service agency, for lack of a better term. Can you explain exactly what you do for our listeners?
Absolutely. Tail Waggers has been in existence for 21 years, and we've kind of become known as the people that help people help their animals. That's our tagline. And what we've done is we realized that there's a lot of different adoption agencies out there and rescue groups and stuff like that that have fosters. But what we've done is we've provided a unique organization that will offer family owners pet food assistance if they should happen to run into hard times and can't feed their animal any longer. We have a spay-neuter program. We'll help people get their animals altered. We do low-cost vaccinations for those that can't afford regular veterinarian care. We'll take care of vaccines for people. But what we've kind of become mainly known for is our emergency services fund, our emergency services program, where when there is an absolute crisis with somebody's animal, and it could be an animal getting hit by a car, it could be a knee injury, it could be an eye injury, if they simply can't afford the veterinarian bills established with that, we don't see a reason that a family would have to put an animal to sleep. They can comfortably turn to us, and we'll work with them, get them into veterinarians maybe that we get discounts with, and hopefully provide services for that family, offset the cost or pay for services so they can keep their pet with them.
I can't think of anything more important, especially in those absolute, I mean, you talk about it, an emergency. It's an emergency emotional rush for the person that loves this pet and can't afford to do anything. So what a rewarding opportunity.
It is. And, you know, we get a lot of, we get a tremendous amount of calls. It's obviously our, the program that we have to keep the most funding in because, you know, veterinarian bills, you know, for a broken leg aren't, you know, cheap.
Right.
And, you know, we try, as long as the animal, we stress to the owners and we work very closely with the families, as long as the animal is going to live a quality life, you know, we're not expecting to play, you know, some miracle maker, but if the animal will lead a quality life and it's something within reason, we're more than willing to pitch in and help and stand by that family and get them through that journey with their animal.
And how do you sort through and actually, you know, is there always too many people that need your assistance for which you have funds with, or have you been able to keep up with this? Have you been able to pace it?
We've been really lucky like that. We've been able to pace it. Some of the calls that we get are simply people that just need good, solid advice. I had a lady last week that her dog, a little tiny Chihuahua mixed dog, jumped off of a couch and snapped his knee. And she just simply needed guidance. And we referred her over to a veterinarian that we use a lot. She was able to pay for the original office visit and some x-rays. We pitched in a couple hundred dollars towards the surgery. She covered the rest.
Well,
it's on a case-by-case basis. We don't really have a process, you know, per se. It just comes on the need and what the family's able to do. We work with them, and we'll stick by them. We'll help them out.
Gosh. Rational, practical decisions and choices. It's something that's, you know, I think grossly missing in our system outside of this. This is great.
Unfortunately, yeah. Sometimes that process takes too long.
Yeah.
And you don't have a long time to make these decisions.
No, you don't. No. So that sounds like a really practical, you know, that when you're in the middle of these things, there's a panic.
And you
detoxify that panic, I assume.
And, you know, I also find, too, when people go into, you know, a lot of veterinarians, you know, they'll talk to their clients, but I think in that panic situation, the clients aren't actually hearing what the vet is saying.
Sure.
And instead of asking the right questions or getting the right services done, and I'm sure these veterinarians that are looking after the animals are more than, you know, able to do it. It's just that they're in such a panic mode that they're not hearing what really needs to be done.
Mm-hmm. Laura,
I become that liaison.
I'm sure that your services are necessary. The problem is, how do people get money to you so that you can afford to offer them, because there are so many animals in need? What are you guys doing to raise funds?
You know, we have the biggest event that we have is like our signature fundraiser. It's held every November. This coming year will be November 13th. It's called the Tail Waggers Bowl. It's a bowling event, believe it or not, that over 700 people participate in it. We have four different squads of bowlers, and it's held in the Livonia area. All that information's on our website, but that's our signature event. That usually brings in quite a hearty lump of money to get us through the majority of the year. Mm-hmm. However, what has become really flattering is that people that we've given assistance to, Girl Scout troops, Brownie troops, church groups, have turned to us, and we've become their charity of choice.
Wow.
People are now doing fundraisers for us because they realize that what we're doing is fairly unique. And, you know, they like the concept of us helping directly in a community. We are in four different counties, Wayne, Oakland, Livingston, and Washtenaw currently. And if, say, for instance, there's a need with pet food up in Washtenaw County or in Livingston County, any food that is collected and a food drive in that county will stay in that county. So we're kind of that grassroots organization where, you know, people like to donate to because the money's going directly back to the animals in need directly in the county in which it came from.
No, it's not that we don't send a signal all the way to Livingston County, but I'm just wondering, someone here in Ingham County, and is there, and they find themselves in this panic situation, can you guys help?
Absolutely.
That's fantastic.
Absolutely. There's always a way to help people.
And how would they get in contact with you, Laura?
Well, there's two different ways. Our website is filled with a bunch of information, and especially a contact page. Our website is simple. It's www.tailwaggersusa.org. So TAILWAGGERS USA.org. Mm-hmm. Reason we have the USA on there is years ago we used to even work with our friends over across the border in Canada,
mm-hmm.
With their Humane Society over there, so we became Tailwaggers USA. So TailwaggersUSA.org. There is a contact link on there. If a phone number is needed, the phone number is pretty simple to remember. It's 734-560-4660.
And if somebody wanted to really help you guys out and also help the dog world out or the cat world out or any animal that you might want to benefit here in Ingham County, is there any way of kind of getting a seed organization right here?
Absolutely. If, you know, they always start small.
Sure.
We're just now branching into Livingston County. We would welcome Ingham County to participate. We normally start with like a pet food assistance program, mm-hmm. to get the name out there, maybe even doing a low-cost vaccination clinic. And then as funding is established or people are maybe doing fundraisers for us, and then when we have our big signature event, that's where we kind of look at the money that comes in and disperse it amongst our programs and where there's the need the most.
Laura, on behalf of all of the animals that you've saved, thank you very much. We appreciate your coming on the show.
It's been my pleasure.
We've been talking with Laura Zane, the founder of Tail Waggers, a great service organization that's certainly helping animals in need in Michigan. Next Saturday, we hope you'll tune in at 11 a.m. We're going to have another show where we've got some great cat experts who are going to be coming in. In the meantime, on behalf of our producers, Holly Rotter and Nick Casey, and my co-host, Rick Fruce, this is Lee Cohen wishing you a great week and a reminder to please take darn good care of your pets. We'll see you next week. Have a great week.